Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Today we're tackling a big one. Justice, as Jesus understood it.
Sounds intense.
It is, but it's also, well, I think it's surprisingly relevant to all of us, even today.
I think you're right.
And to really get into it, we're going straight to the source, the Bible, specifically, a bunch of key verses.
Makes sense. Got to go to the source, right?
Exactly. So, we're not just skimming the surface here. We're going deep. Like, what did justice really mean to Jesus? And what does that mean for us, living in the 21st century?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's dive in.
Perfect. So when we talk about justice, like, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Honestly, courts, laws, the legal system.
Right. That's kind of the common understanding. But when we look at how the Bible talks about justice, it goes way beyond that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So where do we even start with this whole justice according to Jesus thing?
Well, there's this verse in Micah 6:8. It basically sums up what God expects. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly. Like, boom, right there.
Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly. Okay, that's pretty straightforward, but how do we actually, put those words into action?
That's the million-dollar question, right? But look, it's not just about knowing the difference between right and wrong. It's about actually living it out every day and doing it with humility, not like bragging about it.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but what about when we're talking about like big systemic issues, like economic inequality? How does act justly apply to something like that?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, because the Hebrew concept of justice, it's not just about laws and punishments. It's about right relationships between people, between us and God, between us and the earth. So if you think about it, economic justice, it's about creating systems where everyone has what they need to flourish, to live a dignified life, to thrive.
Because it's not about charity, it's more about structural change.
Exactly. Charity is important, don't get me wrong, but it's often a band-aid on a much bigger wound. Real justice is about fixing the system itself.
Wow. That's pretty radical when you think about it.
Oh, it is. And that's what makes studying Jesus so fascinating. He was all about radical change.
Speaking of radical, remember that line from Matthew 5:6? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Like, when was the last time you really felt that? That deep burning desire for things to be right.
Oof, that's a powerful image. And righteousness in this context, it's not just about being a good person, it's about actively pursuing justice, aligning your actions with God's will. It's like embodying justice, becoming justice.
Exvidiudesis. I like that. But sometimes it feels like we get so caught up in the rules we forget about the bigger picture.
Right, like following the letter of the law but missing the spirit of it.
Yeah, like Jesus calling out the Pharisees in Matthew 23:23, they were so focused on all these tiny little rules, they completely missed the weightier matters of the law. Justice, mercy, faithfulness.
It's so easy to do, isn't it? To get caught up in the details and lose sight of what really matters.
Totally. And it's easy to just, talk about justice, but Jesus, he actually went on and did something about it.
He did. He didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk.
Exactly. Remember in Luke 4:1-19, where he's like, I've come to bring good news to the poor, freedom to prisoners, sight to the blind, liberation for the oppressed.
Yeah, those were fighting words in his time. Remember, this is a world ruled by the Roman Empire. Oppression was everywhere.
So he's not just, offering spiritual comfort. He's talking about real, tangible change.
Exactly. He's challenging the systems of power that keep people marginalized and oppressed.
And, it makes me think of that parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. Even though she's up against this powerful, unjust judge, she just doesn't give up. She keeps demanding justice until she gets it.
Such a great story, isn't it? And it reminds us that sometimes fighting for justice means being persistent, even when it feels like nothing's changing.
Yeah, even when you're up against like the entire system, it's like, don't get complacent, keep pushing, keep fighting for what's right.
Right. And another thing that really stands out about Jesus's approach to justice is how impartial he is. He's always challenging people to look beyond surface appearances and judge fairly.
Yeah, there's so many examples of that. Like in John 5:3, John 7:24, John 8:15-16, he's always pushing people to look beyond their biases, to see the inherent dignity in every person.
And that's something we all struggle with, right? Letting go of our biases, judging fairly. It's a constant challenge.
Oh, absolutely. But there's this amazing moment in Acts 10:34-35 where Peter finally realizes that God doesn't play favorites. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. What matters is doing what's right.
And that's so radical, right? In a world where everyone was so focused on like your social status, your lineage, your religious background. Peter's realizing that none of that matters to God.
What matters is how you treat other people, how you live out justice in your everyday life, which is, you know, what Jesus was all about.
Exactly. He was the embodiment of justice. Remember how Matthew 12:18 described him? The chosen servant who will proclaim justice to the nations.
So it's not just for a select few, it's for everyone, for all of humanity.
Precisely. And that's why we're still talking about him today.
Yeah.
Because his message of justice, it's timeless, it's universal, it's still relevant, even after all these centuries.
So after diving deep into all of this, like, what's the takeaway for us? How do we actually live this out? How do we, you know, embody that hunger and thirst for righteousness in a world where there's still so much injustice?
That's the big question, isn't it? And honestly, I don't think there's one easy answer, but I think it starts with small acts of courage.
Like what?
Like speaking up when you see something wrong, even if it's uncomfortable, volunteering your time to help those in need, supporting organizations that are fighting for justice.
So it's not just about like grand gestures. It's about the everyday choices we make.
Exactly. It's about constantly asking ourselves, how can I bring more justice into this situation? How can I be a force for good in the world?
That's powerful stuff. And I think it's a good reminder for all of us. The fight for justice, it's ongoing. And it starts with each one of us taking a step, however small.
Beautifully said. The pursuit of justice is a journey, not a destination. And today's deep dive, it's just the beginning. Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep pushing for a more just world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll catch you next time.